welcome to Spawned, a common sense, generally fun, and hopefully helpful discussion on parenting and parenting culture. Hey, I'm Liz Gumbiner.
And I'm Kristen Chase, and we are the founders of CoolMomPicks.com. Today, we're going to be talking about self-care, but with a twist, we want to talk about the premise of one good thing, what we learn from other moms and women about doing one good thing each day, how broad the options are, and all the good that it can do for you. Right, Liz? You've been doing this.
Yes, this is a cool thing. So I'm excited to get right into this. I think you're going to like it. I think you'll find it really helpful and really easy. And we can all use the mental health break these days, right? So we'll share all these ideas and talk about this premise of one good thing right after this.
This episode of Spawned is brought to you by Galileo. We are so excited to learn about the cool instructor-led Galileo Anywhere classes, which are perfect for infusing some fun into your distance learning program. They offer a ton of awesome STEAM classes for kids pre-K through 8th grade that bring hands-on learning right to your home. Kids can make project improvements and practice new skills long after the classes are over. Hooray for busy, happy kids. Use code COOLMOM to get $5 off your first online class through October 31st, 2020 at galileo-camps.com. That's code COOLMOM for $5 off your first online class through October 31st, 2020 at galileo-camps.com.
So let me give you a little backstory, Kristen. I was chatting with our friend Anna of Mommy Poppins fame, and she said something about how she's doing the best she can because these are not good days. Just like, you know, you ask people how you are these days, and then you just never know what you're going to hear back. And she said, best I can because these are not good days. And I said something to her like, well, I figure if the whole day isn't good, I try to find one good thing about the day, like one single positive thing I did, even though that's hard sometimes. And it kind of reminded me like, you know, that's like a good exercise. I should be doing that more mindfully. So what do? I run to Instagram, like we all do these days, and I go into stories and I asked my followers and friends, what's one good thing that you're going to do today? Just one good thing. And the answers were awesome and amazing. And it reminded me of that article we shared recently about how all of our emergency management techniques, all of our coping mechanisms that we've developed biologically are now depleted after the last 7 months. And like, we're kind of running out of ways to deal with like this long-term stuff. What's one good thing you're going to do today? It's very simple. And I just kind of wanted to talk about that and some of the great answers we had, because I think it's such a simple reminder that we can kind of ground ourselves even when things seem really rough.
You know, and I've heard a lot of people who do this with their kids. I mean, it's a really great gratitude exercise. And so I know a lot of families, you know, maybe when your kids were in school, it would be, you know, what was one good thing that happened at school today? Or maybe at bedtime, parents would say, you know, what's one good thing that happened today? And I love that we're flipping it, right? And we're applying it to us because we need this as well. We need to be able to scan back through our days, particularly now when they are so challenging, right?
Absolutely.
And find that one good thing.
And I love that the way I just kind of wrote this because it happened to be morning, but I didn't ask people to be reflective. I asked, what's one good thing you're going to do today? Almost like a commitment to yourself, or like to just look at your schedule and go, wait, I do have something good coming up. So I like that we were thinking of it in a future thinking way instead of a retrospective way. Anyway, let me just talk about some of my favorite answers and the kind of categories that started arising. The cool thing when you do questions on Instagram stories is you're not seeing how anybody else is answering. So unlike with a comment section, people really were just answering the way they were feeling. And it's interesting how we still ended up sorting them into some really clear categories.
I love it. Okay, so what was first? Oh, political action and activism. All right, not surprising.
Yeah, that was clear. Now, that may be because I had just posted about Ruth Bader Ginsburg at that time and because people know what my feed is like. So it's very likely that people just see my feed and think politics these days. But I saw a lot of people saying, like, one good thing they were going to do today, like write postcards to voters to remind them to vote, or I'm signing up to be a poll worker, or I'm making donations to a candidate I like, or I'm volunteering or sending a token donation to an organization doing good things for others. And I thought, you know, that's cool. We've talked about that so much, about how when you feel out of control and, you know, certainly the world feels like completely so big and overwhelming and unwieldy and out of our control. If you do just one thing, if you help convince one person to vote, if you post one thing on your social media feed, if you talk to one person about something, it doesn't have to be so big, like register to be a poll worker. One little thing made people feel like, oh yeah, I'm doing a good thing today. And I like that.
No, I think it's important to emphasize that it doesn't have to be a big, huge thing. I mean, it could just be like drink more water. I mean, I know that's not political, but this idea that you can do something small. You know what it makes me think about? It makes me think about that episode we did with Jake Knapp.
Yeah.
Remember, that was a couple years ago now, and he wrote a book about time management. And one of his things was finding that highlight in your day, that one thing that would make you feel accomplished. And I know it's a little different, the sentiment's a little different, but it just made me think of that because it didn't have to be a big thing. It was like, maybe it's that doctor's appointment you're putting off, or maybe it's just writing one postcard to a voter.
Yes.
But I don't know, when you were talking, I just thought about that episode.
Yes, I think that's a great point. And not to get too like gender stereotypical here, but I love that like a guy thinks of one good thing in terms of like what you've accomplished, and women are like, how I'm keeping from eating all the ice cream. So, okay, this is one of the biggest things that I saw in terms of one good thing you were going to do today, which is little things people were doing for others. And I really like that. So someone talked about spoiling her dog. That was really sweet. Someone else talked about hanging out with foster kittens, which is what Thalia would do. A lot of things like play Lego with my kids or hang out with my kids. And then there were kind of like the bigger things that reminded me of you, Kristen. Like someone said, feed people, that she brought chicken noodle soup to her mother-in-law. She brought a dozen bagels to a friend. And I was thinking, that's probably why we were all cooking in March and April. Feeding people feels really good.
It does.
Someone said they were leaving snacks for the delivery drivers who allow us to stay home and avoid stores.
Yes.
I know. Isn't that nice?
That's really nice.
And then someone said she's sending a care package of infant clothing to her best friend who's having her first baby. And I thought, this is like you, Kristen. You love doing little things for others to make you feel better.
I do. I think, well, because it's fun to get mail. And, you know, the United States Postal Service could use our support right now. So I'm more than happy to utilize them to send things. And, you know, it's fun. You can support small businesses. You can support the post office. You can make your friends feel better, your family members.
Do you know the little beaded bracelet you sent me?
Yes, I do.
The little beaded bracelet you sent me. You sent all of our team at the beginning. Do you know, I have not taken it off since I got it.
Oh,
every day.
I have mine on, too. I haven't taken it off since the beginning of the year. I know.
Wonder Twin Powers activate.
Maybe we have to cut them off in 2021.
Yeah, it just makes me feel kind of like connected to our team in a good way. I like that. The other things that people wrote about when they were talking about one good thing they were going to do that day, and they were talking about other people. One woman is a teacher, and she said, teaching my students over Zoom. And I was like, okay, that's a big thing. And that was cool, because yay for teachers. And someone said, supporting my kids in online learning. And I love that they were looking at things that would kind of be just part of our days, you know, things that are just built into your schedules. Like, I have to feed my kids. I have to help them with online learning. I have to go to my job. And they were seeing those as their one good thing. I really like that.
I love that too, because I think we get caught up in the monotony. And you know, so many parents right now are doing so many things. I mean, we're teaching, we're working, we're cooking, we're cleaning, we're doing. It feels like the burden. And I know there have been articles that have said it's not just a feeling, it's actually happening, right? We're feeling this and it is actually happening. There's a lot going on. So for us to be able to say, I'm helping my child with school today and that is a good thing, that can flip the switch in your brain. I mean, and that's kind of getting to the next thing, right, which is expressing gratitude. So you found a lot of people were talking about gratitude.
Yes, in all kinds of ways. And I mean, we've written about this. I searched the word gratitude on Cool Mom Picks, and it was like pages and pages and pages. So, you know, some people were saying things like, today I'm going to express gratitude to friends who made my week exceptional. And I love the way she phrased that. I think that was beautiful.
Yeah.
And someone said, I'm going to send an email of appreciation to the man who always takes my drive-through order. So sometimes it was just like, I just want to express gratitude for people I know, and sometimes it's for people I don't know. But I like that. And I know you've written so much about gratitude journals or making gratitude garlands with kids and all the posts we've had about that. But do you remember that episode that we had with Nancy Davis Coe?
Yes, her book is fantastic. The Thank You Project. She wrote letters to people. Again, they were just people in her life. It didn't have to be anyone specifically. It was just, you know, in terms of something that they did. You know, like a lot of times our thank yous are related to a specific action. So the idea that you can thank someone for just being them or just being in their life, right? It's not like they had to do something to earn your gratitude. So I love her book. You can actually use it with kids as well.
I think that's great. Plus, I really like that. If you're thinking like, okay, what's just one good thing? Like even those days when we can't even get out of bed, you know, I've had those. I know you've had those. Like to say today, I'm just going to text this one friend and just say, I just think you're awesome. And I'm just sending you a text to let you know. Like that's all you can do that day. Then that's one good thing.
Yes.
So I like that reminder also.
So when you were talking about how people were coming up with ideas of ways they could do things for other people, this got me thinking about if only we did those things for ourselves, because I think we all need some TLC right now. So I'm so glad that so many people talked about doing good things for themselves. Yay, self-care. That's awesome.
Yes. And you know what? It wasn't like I got a pedicure. Of course, I wrote like I got my hair blown out because it makes me feel human, which I did. It had been like a few weeks and I was like, I'm just doing it, darn it. But you know, people always think like self-care, pedicures, but those were not the responses that I was getting. So some people were writing big things, like what's one thing I'm going to do for myself? And someone wrote, continue writing my novel. And I love that she saw that as a good thing for herself as opposed to an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Someone talked about getting a colonoscopy. I was like, okay, yeah, taking care of your colon. That's excellent. And then there were a lot of really small things that I loved. There were a lot of people talking about like, I'm making a cup of coffee instead of buying one. Actually, coffee came up a lot. Lisa Belkin, our friend Lisa, who's an amazing writer, said, I'm going to sit on my porch with a cup of coffee, sip slowly, and savor the beautiful day. And that reminded me of me on my roof every morning. Like, that is her one good thing. Just sit and be.
Yes! I love that. Okay, listening to podcasts, of course, like Spawned. Hello, OutTech Your Kids. I think the person in your feed mentioned Busy Phillips, but that's okay. This is so fun. Look for the crunchiest leaf route on the walk to preschool. Like, that is adorable. Oh, I don't have preschoolers anymore. It makes me sad.
I know. Although, honestly, my teens would like to like crunch on all the leaves also. It's kind of the, I guess, the fall version of walking through the puddles in the spring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's totally true.
There was one that really blew me away because it was kind of more like a goal. So while everybody else was talking about like this one small thing they were going to do or one thing that was on their agenda that made them feel good, it really stuck with me. So the question, what's one good thing you're going to do today? She said, be patient with myself so I can be patient with others.
Hmm.
And I was like, hello, winning the self-actualized Olympics there, lady.
You get a gold medal.
But I like that. I like that her one thing was going to be just something she was going to work on. I mean, I know that's bigger than send a text or, you know, get a massage, but I thought that was like a very inspiring thing to think about if you need a little more good in your day. And then the other thing that I liked, the other category of things I saw was one good thing in your day, which is something that you didn't do. So one woman said, I'm going to turn off the effing news. That's a quote.
Yes, well said.
Another one said, put down my phone when my kids are talking to me. We've talked about that before.
Yes, we have, at length.
Similar to the news, someone said, I'm going to take a social media break for mental health's sake. I know you've done that for sure. I've definitely done it. And then I think my favorite answer of all, I said, what's one good thing you're going to do today? She said, not kill my kindergartner who's in online school. That is a good thing.
That applies to all ages, by the way. We're all dealing with all ages. And I have to say, they all have their like pros and many cons. The one thing I do want to say about this, Liz, is that I encourage people to phrase it in the positive. So instead of saying turn off the effing news, I feel like it's actually more helpful for your brain if you phrase it in a positive way. So like, I am going to distract myself from watching the news, right? Or I am going to give my kids my full attention when they're talking to me. I know it's semantics, but it actually, just from a therapeutic perspective, we always want to phrase goals and objectives in the positive. So if you're doing one good thing,
oh, that's interesting.
Make it positive.
So if someone says, take a news break, would you consider that negative
that's
or positive?
That's great. Take a news break. It's a positive action that you can do. Instead of saying, don't do this, I am not going to watch the news. I am not going to pick up my phone.
I am not going to kill my kindergartner.
Right, exactly. No, it's, you know, again, people might argue semantics, but from a therapeutic perspective, right, if we're looking at the brain hears the negative. So really flipping it to the positive is a way for us to like work towards that.
I love that. And I always appreciate your pro therapy tips in here. They help me a lot too. And listen, listeners, you can do this too. It really does help. Just try it. Try it for a week. Try it for a day. Just start your morning and write down one good thing I'm going to do today. Like literally one thing. It doesn't have to be 40 things. It's not a to-do list. It's not. There's one blogger who I love to death and she's always writing like, I crossed 72 things off my list today and it makes me want to cry. Like one thing. What's one good thing that you can think to do today? And I think especially when we're really feeling defeated and like the world is spinning out of control and we don't know what tomorrow will look like, just knowing like there's a good thing ahead, whether it's something you already have planned or something you're going to bring into your day, I just find it really helpful. And then maybe as an extra special bonus exercise at the end of the day, like you were saying, look back, go around with your family and ask, well, what's one good thing that happened to you today?
Absolutely. And you know what, by the way, Liz, if you can't think of something good, if you're in a bad place or a dark place and you're like, I can't think of something good I'm going to do today, try to look back and see what was good in your day. That's a good starter exercise. Actually, that's good for kids too.
Yes.
Either way, find the good stuff, friends. And you know what, Liz, I would love to hear from people. So if you come up with this, if you have a good thing that you want to share with us, let us know. You know, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram at CoolMomPics. You can email us if you don't want to tell anybody but us, spawned@coolmompics.com. And of course, you can let us know in our Spawned Facebook group. Head over there and you can join us and you can tell us what your one good or your many good things were, depending on, you know, how long it takes for you to listen to this episode. Maybe you had 7 days worth that you want to share.
And it's good because it'll inspire all of us. Chris and I, when we were talking about what to talk about in today's episode, we just were like, we can't do one more like super topical news thing right now. We just have to do something kind of positive and light because we're exhausted too, you guys. We just are. And so maybe we can all feed off each other's goodness and positivity in some way and just lift each other up a little. We all could use it these days. So listen, we're going to be back with our cool picks of the week, as always, right after this.
So Liz,
Kristen,
how is distance online hybrid learning going in your house? I'm just curious. Is it getting a little like, do we still have some energy or is it like, we're like, eh, it's going to be a long year.
Well, remember, New York kids did not start until like a week ago.
Oh, right. So, oh my gosh.
So we're really just at the beginning still. I would say it's going well. My kids are like, meh. But then I hear them like happy and attentive and doing homework. So I actually think it's going better than they would admit to. So I think it's good. I know there's some challenging things about it, but I think it's pretty good. How about you?
Well, you know, we're 6 weeks in here. And so definitely the shine and luster is wearing off, which is why I'm so excited to talk about our sponsor, Galileo Camps. They've got these cool Galileo Anywhere classes. They can kind of liven up whatever you're doing, whether it's hybrid or online learning or distance learning, because they offer hands-on classes for kids pre-K through eighth graders, which I think my kids are missing that sort of like hands-on creating. So this is a super cool opportunity.
Plus, whenever you say Galileo, don't you want to sing Bohemian Rhapsody?
I actually, you know what I want to sing? I want to sing Indigo Girls. How about that?
Yeah, no, I definitely have Freddie Mercury in the brain. I'm not going to be able to say Galileo without singing it. I hope they come back as a sponsor again so that I can sing the entire thing Freddie Mercury style. That would be quite the turnoff.
I'm sure everyone would love that. All right, but this Galileo, aptly named, right, because they're high-quality STEAM programming taught by skilled, enthusiastic instructors that kids love. They inspire creative ideas that, A, very important fact here, keep kids busy, which is what we want.
Because they're like online camps.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So yeah. I think that's good. And you're right. You make a really good point about the hands-on stuff. Like, it's really hard to get that going when everything is kind of about like sheets and worksheets and quizzes and video. Like, it's nice to kind of just do stuff with your hands. So that's a really good point.
Yeah.
If you want to check it out, Galileo, then just find your class at galileo-camps.com. Use code COOLMOM to get $5 off your first online class. So that is very nice of them. Again, use code COOLMOM. You'll get $5 off your first online class if you sign up by October 31st, 2020. So hurry up and find your class at galileo-camps.com. Galileo.
Galileo. All right. Well, now it's time for our cool picks of the week. And Liz, you probably saw these because you are like omniscient on our site. You know everything that's going on in the cool mom hemisphere. But I didn't really see these until like last week. And I'm so excited about them. So it's the snack tray ideas that we featured on Cool Mom Eats, because I've got four kids at home right now, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, where I used to have kids who were having most meals at school. One child was having all her meals at private school. And so now they're all here. And so this snack tray idea is saving me. And we actually used to call them platters. And you basically just kind of put like different foods. So like almonds and cheeses and whatever you want, lunch meats and fruit. And you just put it on a platter and you put it out kind of like you're feeding lions. Like you just lay it down on the table. You run away. It's so great. It's on coolmomeats.com. We will share the links, of course, to everything we've talked about on our site, coolmompicks.com, on our podcast page. But I just love this idea because it's so easy.
And, you know, it was partially inspired by Stacey Billis, who used to be our editor of Cool Mom Eats. She hosts the podcast, Didn't I Just Feed You? We've had her on here before. And she shared the way she was doing a snack tray for her kids at home. So basically, she didn't have to like short order cook or short order snack with them all day. They could just come into the kitchen, grab something, and then run back to the Zoom class. And then we started noticing like a whole bunch of those on our Instagram feed. So I love this post that gives you lots of different ideas for them and how to do them based on the age of your kids and different kinds of things. You know, like if you're going to put out apple slices, just know they're not going to be so great by 2 o'clock. So there's good tips in there too. I'm glad you picked that because it's a smart post.
No, it's super helpful. Okay, what about you? What's your cool pick?
So my cool pick is an article in Vanity Fair that ran this week. It's called The Forgotten F Word in the Pandemic. And it's by Monica Lewinsky, who, by the way, is a phenomenal, exquisite writer.
Yes.
And the
yes.
F word is feelings. And ooh. What she's asking is why we don't have a mental health czar during all of this. And how come we hear from all these like pandemic experts and epidemiologists and MDs, but we never hear from psychologists about what 7 months of this craziness is doing to all of us psychologically. And I know we've talked about it on the podcast, you know, in terms of kids and what's going on with their mental health. But, you know, my mom even pointed it out to me this week that if you watch MSNBC, for example, whenever they have health experts on, we really are not seeing mental health experts talking about what this is doing to all of us and like how we can manage it. So she writes beautifully about mental health and how we can address this better as a nation and why we need to have psychologists front and center addressing the world. And I think it's just great. By Monica Lewinsky, it's the October 1st issue of Vanity Fair, and it's called The Forgotten F Word in the Pandemic. It's a lovely article. It's really worth reading, and I think it'll help you realize, if nothing else, that you're not going through this alone and that maybe there's something we can do to fix it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Spawned. Huge thanks to our engineer, John Bowen. And hey, if you've got a moment, can you leave us a 5-star review? You can actually do it right now while you're listening. We would greatly appreciate your time, of course. I mean, your whatever it is, 3 seconds that it takes for you to do that. And if you subscribe and download our episodes, all of those things actually help us find new listeners. Apple Podcasts loves to see those things. It makes you more important and more visible when people do those things. It's not just us asking them because we like people to like
all
us.
All the world's an algorithm, Kristen, isn't it? You can also join us in our Spawned podcast community on Facebook, where we chat about the show topics, pretty much anything else you'd like to talk about. There's some good Q&A, like off-topic stuff from time to time. I like checking in. It's a very welcoming place. You don't have to be a parent. You don't have to be a woman. Whoever you are, if you listen to Spawned, you're welcome to come join us. If you don't listen to Spawned, you can join us too, but might not be as interesting for you. In any case, thank you so much to those of you who are listening to Spawned right now. This is Liz.
And this is Kristen. Have a great day.
Bye.